Hey everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Alchemy This. I am your guest host, Chris Alvarado. Yes, that Chris Alvarado, and I'm sitting in for Kevin Pollak today. Now, before we jump in, I'd like to remind you that the Alchemy crew will be doing a live show in San Francisco on Sunday, January 9th, as part of the San Francisco Sketchfest. So, if you are in the Bay Area, are willing to travel to the Bay Area, please check out sfsketchfest.com for information and tickets. We would love to see you there. Now, let's meet our alchemists today in no particular order. Everybody say hello to James Heaney. James, how are you today, bud?
I'm doing good.
Good, good. All right, here's my question. Here's what I want from you.
Okay.
I want you to tell me one or two qualities that you appreciate about a tool.
About a tool?
Yep.
Oh my God. A tool is a giving performer. These are qualities I like on stage. He's a giving performer that will gift you something so that you look special on stage. And off stage, a tool is the kind of guy that is going to be kind to you. And if he sees you carrying a skateboard down the alley, he's going to say, get in my car. Get in my car and I'll drive you home.
Wait, did anyone with a skateboard?
He's a good man. I don't know about anybody, but on multiple occasions when I've been on a skateboard.
Oh, okay.
He is a good man. And let's talk to that good man. Ladies and gentlemen, Atul Singh, everybody. Make some noise for Atul Singh. Atul, give me a couple of nice words, some qualities you admire in Craig Kakowski, please.
Craig is, whenever Craig sees me on a skateboard, he swings by and picks me up, which I always appreciate. And on stage, he really likes to pull as much focus as he can to really, to let the audience know, hey, this is where the fun is. And that's appreciative when you're just trying to work out kinks. I'm not sure. We've been on stage together, right, Craig? I don't know.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that's how I remember. Out. No, Craig's great.
Yeah, why is he great?
Oh, okay, yeah. Real answer. Craig is a... Oh, three things. Okay. Craig is a sweetheart. Craig is very polite. I feel like Craig takes his time. I like the patience sometimes I see from Craig, which maybe I don't have. So
that's funny. As you were saying that, Atul, I feel like those are some of the qualities I would describe about you.
Mm.
You're also a sweetheart, very polite. Everybody, it is the very polite Craig Kakowski. Craig Kakowski, boy, do I love you. But it's not about how I feel about you. Tell us a couple of words, a couple of qualities that you admire about Jackie DeRuthy, please.
Okay, I see where this is going, by the way. This is all a ploy for Chris to get two compliments. It has to loop back around to him at some point.
No.
Then what's Joey going to say? but Jackie, I think, is just brave. She's like bold and brave and strong and just has no filter in a great way and is just like tapping into her impulses. And it's like, just go along for the ride. And she makes everything so much fun.
Hell yes. Agreed. Agreed. Jackie DeRuthy, I agree with everything Craig just said about you, but tell us, what are some qualities that you admire about Joey Greer?
Yes. Thank you, Craig. Well, guys, we know Joey makes me laugh. He makes us all laugh. He's a funny guy. Here's what I also like about Joey. He can also have a very serious conversation and get real deep. And I like that. Mm. What's nice about Joey is he can be on all the time, but he's not on all the time. We don't need him to be on all the time. Sometimes he turns it off and he can tap in and just have a real combo. And I like that a lot.
Yeah.
He's a generous guy.
Yeah.
He's a nice guy.
Yeah.
And also fun. Yeah.
Yeah.
He knows how to like get, whether it's a show or a party, he's going to get it going.
Yeah. Do Joey Greer now.
Also great dancer. And I don't know if that's something that's tapped into on this podcast.
That's ever been mentioned.
He never dances on this podcast.
Okay. the skill level is high.
High level.
It's a very good dancing It's very good dancing.
Okay. Okay. Wow. A lot of high praise. Thank you. For the man himself, Joey Greer. Now, Joey, this is how the circle is going to complete. Tell us a few words, things that you admire about somebody who obviously admires you. James Heaney. Talk to us about James.
I think James Heaney is probably one of the hardest working, dedicated individuals when it comes to the art form of improv or anything he is interested in. Honestly, this guy puts in the time. He's funny as hell. I've learned so much from James. He when I was coming up, especially Mission Improbable, James took me under one of his skateboard wings and showed me the ropes. And I can't tell you how much I was thankful for his generosity, his openness, just to be like, yeah, man, let me help you. Just no ego, just totally down. And for the love of the game was just like, yeah, this person's asked for help. Let me help him out. And that's how he is. In everything. If you hit him up for any kind of help or any kind of question, he's there for you. He's just so giving, so kind, but a coffee addict, obviously. So yeah. There is if there's a negative, it has to be that. But yeah. I will say that, again, the positive, so funny as hell. And if you know him long enough, he will abuse you in the sense that he'll prank you. He'll constantly be like, I don't know what you're talking about. And then drag you on for a couple years. But it's great.
That's a good thing. That means that you know you're in, right?
But exactly. I'm in the circle.
Yeah.
Great. And Chris, I think everyone should say one nice thing about Chris.
No.
I think everyone should say one nice thing about Chris.
All at the same time? Or?
Yeah,
sure.
All at the same time.
I think he's always willing to Awesome,
great. Atul, you didn't say a single word, but that doesn't matter because you have a lot of words to say in this show. And as you know,
we've all got our scripts.
All of today's scene suggestions come from listener emails. And if you want priority, consider becoming a Patreon VIP. You'll also get exclusive content, including bonus scenes. Those bonus scenes, they can be wacky, everybody. They can be wacky, and they are just for Patreon VIPs. To get all of that, head on over to patreon.com/alchemythis. Or if you would like to submit a scene suggestion the old-timey way, shoot us an email at alchemythisemail@gmail.com. That's alchemythisemail@gmail.com. Scene one. Comes to us from listener and personal friend, I think to a lot of us, Jerry Witt.
Jerry.
He says, hi, Kevin/Cole. That's okay. We get that. On November 2nd, Alchemy This podcast, the professor Craig Kakowski made the claim that biweekly meant happening every 2 weeks. It is with a small degree of joy that I get to say, actually. He spent actually weird. Maybe that's a good joke. According to Merriam-Webster, biweekly and bimonthly can mean the same thing because of the prefix bi, which here can mean occurring every two or occurring twice in. Therefore, biweekly can be twice in a week or every other week. So Jackie had it right.
Me?
Do you remember that, Jackie?
I remember this conversation, but I don't remember me being right.
Joey, I see where you're going, and I didn't consider that as I was putting.
You just now there's
we just built Craig up to just slam him down.
I would say, what is the point even of words if they can mean what they mean and also their opposite?
We got to quote that. I want that on the shirt. What is the point of words if they can mean what they mean and even the opposite? Okay. Jerry goes on to say, now that we've cleared that up, on to a suggestion. A nice, simple suggestion here. Off-road limousine. Love you all. Jerry Witt, Motion City, California.
I'm so excited. This is actually my first prom. Can you believe it?
I cannot believe it. You look beautiful tonight. So we're picking up your date. That's not the traditional way to do it. would you mind plugging it into your GPS? And I'll just have it streamed to my map up here.
Sure. Let me go through my texts. Make sure I get the address. Okay, here. Yeah, it's okay. It's there.
It just beeped up here. I've got it on my screen right now.
Great, thanks. We also need to pick up four of my friends, all of their dates. It's going to be a bit of a party.
Your parents know that we're picking all these people up, right?
For sure, for sure, okay. For sure, yeah.
Right. So would you mind if I kept the window down between the front and the back, at least until the party? It gets lonely up front. In fact, if you want, you could sit up front with me.
Crindon, I'm here at a party. So if you're down to party,
all right,
then let's freaking party together.
Yes. I mean, I can't party. I mean, as you know, I'm an adult, and you guys, I need the divider up once the other adolescents, I don't know if it's called out. You can't be drinking in my presence. Teens, yes. So for now, we can be friendly, but once your friends are around, the less I see, the better.
Okay. Yeah,
right.
Sure.
Right.
And the less you tell my parents, the even more better.
And that's why once they get here,
thanks for calling. Stretch me dry. How can I help you?
Hi. I'm looking for a car.
Mm-hmm. Stretch car?
A stretched car, please.
Yeah.
I was imagining it. Now, maybe I'm crazy. I see you don't have a website, which is why I'm making this phone call.
No, we just have flyers on the ground.
I was thinking like a car that looks like it's been stretched, like a funny length.
You're talking to kind of like it looks like it's like a stretchy material, or like we've actually, like it's melted, stretched?
Oh, like I was imagining some kind of like superhero, like grabbing the car by both ends and then stretching it out.
Hold on, sorry. Are you outside? Because I see somebody talking to the phone outside. Are you outside?
Yeah, that's, can you see me?
Yeah, I can see. All right.
Hi.
Yeah, I'm gonna bring the phone out with you for a second. Hey, do you just wanna come in?
Do you have any cars out here?
Yeah, I mean, some are outside, some are inside. I'll go to you.
Okay.
So, how you doing?
Good. Hi. Wow, this is weird. Do we shake? Do we hug?
We can hug.
Okay.
Smell good. So, these are the cars right here. These are, I got Prius. I got ATVs.
Did that
I got
feel nice to you?
Yeah.
Felt like particularly nice to me.
Have you ever been to prom?
No.
I mean, neither.
No.
One of my drivers actually was just picking up a client to take the prom, and
lucky them.
I got the address.
Like, is it like close, like far?
It's pretty far.
And like, what could I wear?
All right, we've pulled up at Maria's house, so maybe give her a ring and she can come on out.
Before I call her, I just have to say thank you so much. I think you're totally right. Lisa is just, she's got a competitive thing with me, and maybe that's not a kind of friend that I need.
Well, that's normal. You're going to find that a lot in adulthood. You're going to have competition with people all over, so learning to deal with it now is important. Call Maria on the phone.
People just don't have these kinds of conversations with me, and it's really useful, and I feel like I've learned a lot, and...
You know, if your parents ever needed a full-time driver, I'm freelance now, but I'd happily, like, you know, I'd like to be part of a family.
I'm going to put in a word for you, because...
That would be wonderful.
This is a friendship that I'd like to turn into fam.
Alex, listen, I've been chaperoning these proms for, I got 7 kids, so you know how it goes. Main thing you're trying to do is make sure no one pours anything illegal into the punch.
Well, Coach, kids are going to do what kids do, aren't they?
No, that's not on my watch.
I mean, you know, a lot of them were talking about pre-gaming, which I assume, you know, means, you know, getting a buzz on who? Before they get here.
Who said that? You have names? Give me names.
I can't name names. I mean, it's just a general vibe that I'm getting from the kids.
I don't like this one bit. We're going to have to keep our eyes extra peeled. Make sure there's none of this activity going on. You know, we can technically arrest somebody.
Can I get some punch, please?
Yeah.
Sure. Let me get you a little cup here. There you go, Tyler.
Thank you.
Hey, great job on that calc test.
Thanks.
All right, beat it, Tyler. Yeah, that kid, you don't have to worry about that kid. That kid's not going to drink. He's got no friends.
He's the best student I have in calculus.
Yeah, he's a good student. That's how you know he's got no friends. But you got to work.
Excuse me. I'm going to get some punch.
Oh, if it's not Trevor Breyer,
Okay, let me just pour you a little cup.
Captain
here,
of the football team. Look at you.
High five.
Yeah. Look at you. Your haircut. Yeah. You look strong.
My mom made me get it cut for prom, but I think I look like a wimp.
good.
A wimp. Good. Had to correct myself. Yeah. I was going to say something bad.
Yeah, don't say anything bad in front of me. I have to write you
it's
up.
It's not locker room talk, right? Chest bump.
Yeah.
Trevor, is that a bottle of grain alcohol?
Huh? No, it's water.
Sometimes kids use
it's a little bottle
reuse
of water.
Bottles to carry water. So that's all it is.
I haven't danced in a while, so I'll just let you know I'm a little nervous, but more excited tonight.
Well, do you want to just practice in the parking lot right before we go?
Oh my god, that'd be great.
Okay. Oh yeah, okay. Let's look at my CDs here.
Like a fast song, start off, something fast maybe first.
Yeah, something good. Mario? Do you like Mario?
Oh, I love Mario.
Okay, let me just get some Mario here.
You're good.
I can do this a lot out here, so nothing gives a shit.
I bet a lot of people don't know you're a good dancer. I bet that's something a lot of people don't know about
come
you.
Come on. Come on. What's the secret about you then?
I guess just being present. I think this moment right here, right now is what's propelling me. You know, I feel like I'm levitating if I'm being honest.
Wow. That's your secret. That's crazy.
Yeah. Just being present.
I don't know how to say this, but I'm really into this. I'm vibing with this. I think I'm clicking into something that I haven't clicked into a long, long time. I mean, this is my folks' business. You know, I don't give a shit about stretch scars. I don't give a shit. You know, what if we sell it? Huh?
No, sell it.
Let's just fucking sell it. Yes, man. Yeah, let's just sell it.
Why don't we start with prom? Why don't we see how prom goes?
So we've got just one last pickup. It's Brian. But it looks like I don't see any direct roads to his home.
Oh, yeah. Brian, he lives in a crazy house.
A crazy house?
We're going to have to off-road to get there for sure. I thought at first that it was a farm, but there's actually no livestock or crops. I just think he just lives in a fuck ton of land that there are no direct roads to. But I like that. I like that about Brian.
You don't think it's odd that you're sitting up here with me and your friends are in the back, do you?
Well, Crandon, I'm not going to lie to you. It's a little weird, for sure, but I feel a close friendship with you. But if you want me to go
agree,
back there...
I can't go into prom with you, obviously.
No, and I didn't invite you to go to prom with me.
This is an important piece of your life.
Hey, which one of you assholes is the chaperone?
Excuse me, we're both chaperones.
Oh, you're both?
Yeah, okay, watch your language as well.
Oh, yeah, I'll watch my ass, you son of a bitch. Now, which one of you took my son's grain alcohol away, huh?
That was me.
You did it? Let's go outside and fight, buddy. Let's go.
No,
come on.
No one's going to fight, sir. All right?
Oh, no one's going to fight?
Yeah.
No one's going to fight.
Let my son's grain.
Stop.
I'll snap it.
Stop poking me.
Oh, you don't like that? I'll snap his arm and I'll poke
Dad,
right through your goddamn.
Dad, that's Coach. Let his arm go.
Oh, shit. I'm sorry about that. Hey, how you doing, Coach?
Hey.
How you doing, Coach?
That's the asshole that took my grain alcohol.
Uh-huh. You know how many scholarships he's got? Hmm?
I don't know.
He's got he's got scholarships, all right?
Okay, great. He still can't have liquor at the prom.
That's our math teacher, sir. We suggest that you back up before something terrible happens to you.
What's going on? All these loose kids that were just kind of floating.
Oh my God! Isosceles. Isosceles.
I don't know what's going on. The math is tearing my DNA apart.
In local news, we'd like to update what happened at the prom last night at Creekwood High School, where the math club went on a ritualistic terror and has oh my goodness, ladies and gentlemen, this is so hard. Something like this never happens in this town. I'm going to cut to sports while I just catch my breath. Taylor?
Sports over here. We've got this.
Hey, I just wanted to say that was that was a lot of fun. But the sun's coming up and
yeah.
maybe you got to give me a list of those cars that are available to rent or
whatever. Right, yeah, totally. Yeah, so I have a Pontiac Sebring. I have regular limousine.
Yeah, okay.
I got,
hey, why don't I just, I'll be in touch.
Okay. Do you want me to call or?
Okay, kids, let's clear it out of here. Prom is over, all right?
Oh, hey, yeah, sorry.
Wait a second. You're not kids. You're two adult men sitting in the back of a car together.
Is that a crime?
Is that a crime?
No, it's not a crime, but why are you here?
Good question. Why are we here?
Well, Marcus came over to me looking for a stretch car, and
right.
I run Stretch Me Dry, the limo service. And one thing led to another. We danced for so long. I thought our room was on us.
Maria, Lisa, Brandon, Chris, you guys, stop complaining. We'll get to the prom eventually.
Well, just sit back here with us. What is going on?
We're going to have one of these cacti. That's a person. They never made it. That's sad. That's sad.
Yeah, the limo driver was a crazy guy.
I thought he was a nice guy.
Our second scene comes to us from a boyfriend and girlfriend duo, Josh and Kate. They write, "Hey, Alchemist, my girlfriend recommended the pod, and I ended up being an even bigger fan than her. Haven't missed an episode. We even saw y'all performing at the West Side way back, and we had a wonderful time. The suggestion is something I said to my girlfriend once. You smell like the most beautiful meat. Beef."
Oh.
Stay funny, Josh and Kate.
I wouldn't even know how to respond to that, honestly. I don't even know what he meant by that. That's like crazy to hear. But I'm sure he meant it like positively, you know?
I don't know. When I think of the smell of beef, it's the last thing I want to smell like. I honestly would like something floral, maybe something fruity, but any sort of meat. Like,
another round here, ladies.
Oh, yeah, thank you. Yes, excuse please. Me, can we ask you a question?
Sure.
Are you in a relationship? I'm not prying. I just it's for the question.
Not currently, but always looking.
Would you ever tell your significant other that they smell like beef?
Hmm. Wow. I mean, would I ever, like, in all possibilities, in all worlds, like, could that ever? I mean, if they did literally smell like beef, I might say it.
Right. I mean, that's like you're like, oh, you smell like beef. You need to shower. Like, that's not like, you don't mean like in a good thing.
Imagine that this is what's happening. You've just left a movie. It was romantic. You're outside. You embrace each other. And he takes a big, deep breath inside your hair.
You smell like beef, babe.
What?
Yeah. Come here.
Oh, no, stop. Stop.
Whoa.
I smell like what?
You smell like my most favorite smell in the whole world. You smell like beef and you look like flowers. What a combination.
Hey,
I was thinking maybe you can come over to my parents' house this weekend. I think we're at that point.
Are we? You think I should meet your parents?
Well, let's back up a second. The movie was a romantic movie, or going to the movies together was romantic?
It was a romantic comedy. And we went to the movies together. We've been dating for a couple of months.
I think because, you know, after seeing Notting Hill, it's like, I got to just like jump on this opportunity, you know?
Okay, wait a second. Was this a while ago? Or was this, was it a revival
Henry,
house?
What are you doing for the other tables? What's going on here?
Look, Kurt, I've got something very important going on here,
right? What could be important? Well, what could be so important?
Look, we're trying to resolve this hypothetical. All right.
It's not hypothetical. This happened.
It really happened.
I guess the hypothetical thing is what you would do.
Ladies, set it up for Kurt.
Okay.
Okay. You say it.
Okay. Well, my boyfriend of a few months went to the movies, Notting Hill. We saw a director's release cut, and afterwards we could have stayed and watched them talk about it, but we didn't. We left. And there was a long embrace and a big inhale of my hair. And he said to me, "I smell like beef," his favorite kind of meat.
He added my favorite kind of meat?
Well, I think he added it because I was concerned when I said, "What did you say?" And he said it again, and I said, "Beef?" And then he was like,
"Wait, Lisa, did he say that, or you think he added that?"
I'm not 100% sure, but I do know that he said I look like flowers, which was the only reason I didn't slap him.
Well, Kurt's been with the same lady for what, 4 or 5 years now, right?
Yeah,
what do you think?
Tell me about it, huh?
What do you think, bud?
If I told her that she smelled like beef, what's the context? Is there raw meat around her? Was she rolling in raw meat?
Good.
I don't think so. When I smell my hair.
Did you have popcorn and raw beef?
Not raw beef. We had popcorn.
Ma, Dad, I want you to meet her. So I think I'm going to bring her here tomorrow night, if that's cool.
Tomorrow night? I got a shift down at the deli.
I know, Dad, I was thinking maybe you could take one night off to meet somebody who's really important to me.
To meet somebody? My life is meat.
Oh no! Don't make Mom? Him angry. Don't make
all
him
right,
angry.
All right, I got 35 pounds of pork coming in, and you want me to just leave it and let some?
Dad, let me ask you a question.
Oh, God.
Go ahead, son.
What do you love about Mom?
So
how did you know? How did you know?
How did I know? She came to my worst one day, and she helped me. She was a natural. We worked together with the sharpest instruments that the world has ever seen.
That's what I thought.
How you doing? Yeah, I need about 20 liters of pork. You got that?
Oh, you want it liquefied?
Yeah, I need 20 liters of pork. Can you get that?
Sir, I know I don't work here, but I can help you out. I can liquefy pork.
You don't work here?
No, I was just in line. I was going to get some meatballs.
Let me turn around. What the hell's going on? Hey, buddy, you know she doesn't work here?
No, I'll help you.
Oh, my God.
I'll help you, though.
You're beautiful. Do you want to work here?
You think I'm beautiful? My last boyfriend said I look like beef.
I need that pork emulsified. I need the bone.
Don't worry, man. This party is going to be lit. I sent DJ to the store to get 10 2 liters of liquid pork. Once he gets here, 10 2 liters, 20 whole liters of liquid pork.
I'm going to shoot it right into my veins. I got some needles. I got some intravenous needles.
I've heard the high is instantaneous.
Yeah. You know, guys, there's the needle option, but there's also... And this is going to sound crazy.
Soak it.
Put okay, it in your
what
are
you
going to
say? Yep, that's it. No, she's right. Say it. Tell
Soak
us.
Soak a tampon, stick it in
your butt.
Your butt.
Yeah. And then you get that pork hide that's like.
Well, call me crazy, but if we didn't emulsify it and just kept it solid, couldn't you just put the pork there without the tampon?
Well, why do I have this bowl full of tampons?
Yeah, don't. Yeah.
All right, I've got a bowl full of tampons for everyone to use at the party.
It's liquid.
I've never done that before.
Keep
that sounds crazy.
Oh, wait. Shit, though. Oh, Ray J, you got a bunch of tampons that don't have applicators. They're just going to expand in the pork. There's no way we're going to be able to get them up there.
Wait, what's an applicator for?
It keeps it from expanding.
You don't know what an applicator is, man?
Have you ever seen it expand? It looks like a freaking
wet,
hot air balloon.
Yeah, of course I saw one.
I'm so glad that your dad took off to meet me. I'm a little nervous. I'm sweating.
It's okay. Listen, all you need to do is be yourself.
Oh, I can't be anybody else.
That's right. That's right. Yeah, come here, give me a hug. Oh, yeah.
Oh.
This feels good.
It does. It feels great. I don't know if I would be willing. I don't.
Sirloin.
What?
Just whispering in your ear.
I'm just glad that you're bringing me to meet your parents. I'm a little nervous to introduce you to
T-Bone.
Okay,
let's do it. Okay, yeah.
Oh, right now? Go inside?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, we're here, Mom, Dad.
Come in.
No, just in time.
We're here.
We're in the kitchen.
Okay. This is her.
Hi, I'm Jane. I can't say how much I think you've made the best boy in the world. Like, you've done a great job raising him.
Mm-hmm.
This is a grade A boy right here.
He's a prime rib, if you know what I mean.
He's a juicy cut.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's pretty juicy. So this
How about
is a
you?
Wonderful
what do you
house.
Like, darling?
Huh?
What do you taste like, darling?
I taste like sugar and spice and everything nice.
We don't have much sweet tooth here.
I mean, she said sugar and spice and everything nice. Pardon me, server, are you in a relationship?
Yeah. Always looking.
Nice. Now, look, I'm dating a woman, and she said that she tastes like sugar and spice and everything nice. Is that a red flag?
She says she tastes like that? Kurt, come over here.
Well, what's going on? What about these other tables?
Look, we've got to hear this hypothetical, Kurt, okay? It's important. Run it by my boy, Kurt, one more time.
Yeah. How you doing? So, first of all, I love this restaurant. I love these fries.
Oh, thank you.
Second of all, okay, so I'm dating this woman.
He has nothing to do with the fries.
And she, oh, is that right?
I hired the chef, thank you very much.
Don't take credit for the fries,
Kurt. Hired the chef, thank you very much.
So, so she said that she tastes like sugar and spice and everything nice.
Well, what
Isn't
is going
that
on?
A little out there?
What? Who does?
Where's your chef?
He's in the kitchen.
Order 32 is up.
Oh, hey, there chef. You are. I love these Leon. Fries. Compliments.
Leon.
Thanks.
It's just you put, you know, potatoes in oil. It's not that.
What was that?
Have you ever done that?
Uh-oh.
What? Nothing.
What the fuck were you saying about me?
Leon, he didn't mean it, Leon. No. He didn't mean it, Leon.
Just
sir,
busting your
sir,
balls, Leon. Come on.
We're going to have to charge you for this, and you're going to have to leave. Okay, this is going to
I'm
it
charging for okay, well,
balls?
At least tell me whether or not this is a red flag. Am I dating somebody who's nuts?
What do you mean? Leon, hear this quickly before you fight.
All right.
Okay, just real quick. So I'm dating this woman. She's really nice. She smells like beef. Love that. But she said that she tastes like sugar and spice and everything nice. Is that a red flag?
Red flag. All right.
Yeah, what is it? Everything nice?
Thank you. Right. That's what I'm saying.
What is that?
Hey, Jane, thanks for coming over.
Oh, I thought this was going to be like a date. You are not dressed up.
And this is a cemetery.
Yeah. I guess I shouldn't have dressed up.
Yeah, that's weird.
I wore a nice black dress.
Yeah.
Hold on, don't shoot up that pork juice. You got some people over there over by those tombstones. Hold on, they might be fucking cops, man. Don't shoot up that pork juice.
It's in my butt.
Out.
It's in my butt.
Freaking
it's in
out.
My butt. It's in my butt. It expanded in my butt.
Oh, Jesus. Anybody need another applicator?
No, don't do it yet. Don't do it yet. Don't get fucked up. Right. These might be cops. It might be cops.
Are you with those guys behind the mausoleum there?
You can see them?
Yeah. They're looking at us.
That's kind of my crew.
That's your crew?
This is a breakup party. Jane, I'm breaking up with you.
Are you joking me?
We gotta wait. We gotta wait until he's done breaking up, and then we can all get super high on pork fat. Hold it.
Just wait.
Say that scene, too. Our third scene comes to us from Alchemy VIP Thomas Lawson. Thomas says, hello again, Alchemy gang. Scene suggestion, legally binding friendship bracelets.
All right. I got you a Christmas present. You know what? Don't wait till Christmas. Just open it now.
Is that for me or who is it for?
Yeah, it's for you, silly. You're being silly, Terry.
What we're going to do office presents later.
Donuts.
Right?
Brought donuts.
Yeah, thanks.
Oh, look at that.
Terry, this is not an office present. This is from me to you.
This is a what?
It's from me to you. It's not part of the gift.
Do you want me to put this in the White Elephant party? Is this for the White Elephant we're doing later
today? I thought
today?
We'd agreed. It's a Yankee swap party.
Yankee swap. It's Yankee swap.
And that's
swap.
Different.
Yeah, that's right, everybody. Excuse me and Terry real quick.
Sure. Donuts.
So, yeah. Here, just open it.
All right. What is this?
It's two bracelets.
Is this a really small necklace? They won't fit around my neck.
No, they're bracelets. One for you, one for me.
So you gifted yourself a bracelet?
No, it's part of our pact. Try it on.
I don't have time for this.
Just try it on.
Jesus Christ. All right, I'm going to try it on. Then you leave me alone?
Yeah.
Terrific. Now that you've tried that on, hi, how do you doing? My name is Thomas
Gittle-Dutch. You just came underneath my desk.
I am a lawyer. That's right. I've been waiting here all morning. Just want to let you know that this paperwork here states that you two are now officially best friends. Have a great holiday season.
Well,
yeah. Sweet.
Like beef. That guy smells like beef. Did you smell that?
Yeah, he's my lawyer. He's also a butcher at night. But that. We're best friends forever.
What the fuck is this? What is this contract?
Huh? It's when you put on the band, when you put on the bracelet, it's just a
clip.
We're best friends, dude.
This contract is pork skin. What the fuck is this? What the fuck is this?
It's a present, dude. We're best friends. All right, let's go back to the meeting.
What the fuck?
All right, everybody. So what I'm thinking is, okay, it's not just going to be a normal office party where we get drunk. I want to pair up. I want to do group karaoke, but I want it to be in duets or more. Okay, I want a lot of group bonding.
Okay. I'll just say that probably Terry and I will do a duet because we are best friends. So
I'm gonna write that down. Wait, what?
Oh wow, congrats!
Yeah, yeah,
nice. Cool. I didn't know.
Just happened Terry. A little while ago. We're both very excited about it.
This is crazy. We're best friends. We're best friends.
What?
Why can't I say we're best friends? We're best friends.
What's going on? You keep saying that. We got it.
You got it. What's going on? We're best friends.
I barely even seen the two of you talk before today.
All right, Lindsay and Tom, can we expect a little grease from you guys this tonight?
Oh, yeah, we're going to bring it.
A little summer loving? Okay. Now, Stan, I know you're alone.
Actually,
I'm alone too.
Do you mind if we switch which song?
Okay.
Still from Grease.
Oh. Okay.
We're going to duet There Are Worse Things I Could Do.
There Are Worse Things I Could Do.
That's one of the big popular numbers. Yeah.
Yeah. It's cool. It's not technically a duet, but I'm really good at
harmonizing. It's a Rizzo solo song, but we can make it work as a duet.
I know what it is.
I can just sing the whole thing a third up, and Tom will kill the melody.
And Terry, what song are you guys going to be singing for your duet?
There's a song by this group. They're called Milli Vanilli. They actually sing the songs, but it's a song called Blame It on the Rain.
Blame It on the Rain.
I love that song. Right, Terry?
I love that song.
I think we're all familiar with Milli Vanilli.
Yeah, I love that song. I can't wait to sing it with my best friend. What's going on?
Right.
What's
Stan, going on? Did you want to sing a song with me?
I was going to do A Beautiful People by Marilyn Manson. I don't know if it's a duet that you're interested in.
We can make that happen. We can make that happen.
It just kind of puts me in the spirit.
I'm with you. Beautiful people.
How you doing? Thanks for calling. It comes out my throat hole karaoke superstore. What can I do you for?
Well, we're trying to do an office party tonight, and we'd like to get a karaoke machine that has a wide variety of music for the office.
Hold on a second. Are you outside? Are you outside on the phone?
I mean, I don't know if I'm coming in or not, so I'm just kind of calling around.
I see you, though.
That could be anybody on a phone.
Are you wearing penny loafers and a top hat? Long trench coat?
It's not that long.
You got a lot of rings on?
I got enough rings for every finger to have. Sure.
You keep on mouthing a cigarette. Yeah, you're not smoking a cigarette,
I'll put this cigarette out. Okay, I'm coming in.
Didn't even think it was lit. Bing, bing. You don't got to make that noise. How you doing?
I do have to make the noise. You don't understand. I'm under a lot of pressure, okay?
What's going on?
I was supposed to get this rental a while back in the parties tonight. I need a karaoke machine that has a wide variety of music.
Oh, and you need it tonight. I mean, tonight's the hottest day for karaoke. I mean, it's 3 weeks after Thanksgiving.
The good news is our work party, it's going to be over by 10 p.m. I can get it back for another night party.
Ding, ding. Is this stretched out limos?
No, it's not. Stretch you dry, you mean?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you don't got to make that noise when you're in a
problem. I got to do. All right, thanks. Ding, ding.
Hey, Terry, I just want to come by and say thanks for getting those reports to me. They looked really good. And also, got to say, my feelings were a little hurt this afternoon in the break room.
I have a best friend. I have a best friend.
You've made that very, very clear. I mean, you helped
me. I never
want to
fucking
life.
See you again, you piece of shit.
What is going on? What are you looking at your wrist for?
I have a best friend. He's my best friend.
Terry, what are you doing in the office here? I thought we were going to have lunch together.
We are. You're my best friend. I'll pay for it.
Wait a second. Something's going on here, okay?
Nothing's going on.
How could you be best friends with this fucking guy?
What?
He's weird. He's the weird guy, okay?
I got some bad news. I got some bad news, guys. I'm sorry to interrupt, but... and maybe it should just be for you to hear. So maybe Terry and you guys can step away.
Say my name.
I'll just say it. I had to get a knockoff karaoke machine, and all of the songs are just... ever so slightly, it's different words and like just a slightly different beat. And
then don't tell me. You got to break that news to Lindsay. You're doing that. I'm not.
I don't want to.
Here she comes.
You might not notice it.
Lindsay.
There are worse things I can do.
Mm-hmm. We'll find it.
Okay, we'll find it.
Have you ever? Okay, do you mind if I just ask you a quick question about tonight's karaoke?
Okay.
How important is it to you?
Very important. Karaoke is my fucking life.
Very important.
Oh, of course, obviously. And me too. Super important. And I've always thought, boy, wouldn't it be great if the karaoke was a little more original?
What do you mean?
Here's your machine, buddy.
Yeah. Thanks.
Now listen to me, all right? It says diesel, but it runs on pork juice, all right?
Oh,
so you gotta fill it with pork, all right?
Stan, did you rent a karaoke machine?
Yeah.
Is this 1996? What's everything's on YouTube now?
Huh?
Literally everything is on YouTube.
Yeah, I have like a wireless microphone that has its own speaker and we can just look up on YouTube.
Yeah, but this is a professional piece of equipment.
Hey, Terry, I just want... Oh, my God, you cut your fucking hand off, Terry? Holy shit.
I cut the wrong hand.
Why are you trying to cut your hand off? Holy shit.
Okay, it wouldn't let me.
Stop the bleeding. We got to stop this bleeding. What's going on? Talk to me. What the fuck is going on?
I have a best friend.
What is this contract?
It's pork. It's pork paper.
Wait, it says you... You and... Him? Your best friend is him?
Just say his name.
Wait. Maybe that's it. Maybe we can get out of this contract. Maybe if we say his name, we can get out of it. All right, you say his name and I'll say his name on the count of three. Here we go. 1, 2, 3. Ted.
Crandon, I've actually never been to a work party before. Nevertheless, a work karaoke party. I'm kind of nervous.
Well, you see, I'm happy to join you here. I don't have a lot of friends, so I think it'll be a good time.
Stop saying that, Crandon. How many years have we been friends? And you keep on saying you don't have many friends. It makes me feel like I don't really matter. What do I have to do to make you know that we're best friends? Do I need to get you a bracelet that contractually binds us?
I work here, by the way. I work here.
IDs, please.
I work here. I don't need to show you my ID.
Yeah, you do. It's not just, come on, let me just see your ID.
Okay, first of all, how old are you now after all these years?
Well, I'm 32.
32. Great.
What the fuck is going on?
That's why my voice hasn't changed yet, but you're now 76.
76.
So you sound old.
Older. Oh, my voice has changed, but I'm still Crandon.
Of course.
Still the driver.
Can I see your
still
ID?
My best friend.
I would like to change that.
Do you want to go in? Well,
I want to be more than best friends. I got you something.
Oh, thank you. Oh my gosh.
It's Christmas wrap.
Should I wait until Christmas Day?
Open it now.
Just open it.
Excuse me, can you give us a moment?
Is this line going to move?
Can I see your IDs? I don't know. Can you, if you're not going to, just step to the side if you're not coming in, please.
Well, what do you think? What do you think of that?
Hold on, let me finish opening it.
I'll tell you what it is. It's a necklace. There's two necklaces in there. One's for you.
Why did you wrap it if you're going to tell her what it was?
And it says, best lovers.
Because
we're friends, and I want to go more. Put it around your neck.
Wait.
Just put it on.
Crandon, we've never been... I love you, but I love you as my best friend.
You're 76 and she's 32?
And let me just make it clear that we have never... We've always just been friends.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Give me that necklace.
Wait, no, no.
I love you now. You smell like beef.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Oh, kiss me.
What the fuck?
Kiss me. What's happening?
Hello, I am attorney at law.
Yes, I sell many trinkets. I sell many wares. What are you looking for?
But be warned.
Stretch limo?
They each come with a curse.
Is this a stretch limo? Can I get a stretch limo here?
No. That is Nick's daughter.
Oh, sorry. Bing, bing.
Don't have to make that noise. All my bracelets and necklaces are gone.
Hi, is this...
Two people.
Two people are coming.
No, one, two. You can both stay.
May I? I was just wondering if you have a body swap, like, type curse ring. Like, what if I wanted a new body and wanted to be, you know, a new person?
Well, I don't know. Why don't you come here as well? Why don't both of you try this ring right now,
Just to see if it fits.
A little fuck around, Just try.
I wanted to switch with a specific person.
But just try it.
I mean, if I try it, okay. I mean, I'll put the ring on. But who?
The beautiful people. The beautiful people.
Hey,
thank you, everybody. Thank you,
Mark. Were you just practicing in the bathroom here?
Yeah. What's up?
You missed your spot, dude.
What?
You missed your spot. They just went past you.
I was just warming up. I didn't hear my name.
Well, we were screaming it, man. They were screaming on the microphone, too. I'm sorry, man. You missed your spot.
Did Stan sing it by himself?
And everyone joined in. It was like a super communal moment. It's actually like everything you were talking about. It was beautiful.
Are you going to finish up at the urinal or?
Yeah, no. Go ahead. So I guess in some ways, it worked.
Yeah. So you pee like a toddler, like a pants all the way down.
That's our scene. That's our show. That's our show, everybody. Okay. All right. Thank you, everybody. I want to thank all of you individually. Let's see what's up. What are you up to? James Heaney. Good work today.
Thank you. I'm just hoping that everybody comes out to Sketchfest. It's the first Sunday in January, and it's going to be a wild time. I can't wait to get on the mic there.
not to. They can't be the first Sunday, really? Right?
No, it's the second Sunday.
It's the biweekly Sunday of January.
Oh, that's my God, said. Dude.
Well, the second Sunday. But correct. It's the first Sunday of Sketchfest is what I meant to say.
Jesus, no one's gonna show up, man.
Well, thank you, James. Craig, what's up with you, Craig?
Oh, Chris, great job today. This was so much fun. It feels a little like the cat's away and the mice are playing, and I had a blast.
Good. Jackie DeRuthy, talk to us.
Thank you for having me. What a great time. It is the season for Christmas movies, so you know the most wonderful pod is cranking out new eps twice weekly now that we're in December, and it's a great time. We're watching all the bad Christmas movies, talking about
them. I see on my like DirecTV screensaver, it keeps showing all these holiday movies. I had no idea that there's so many, and I'm talking unlimited. Like the Lifetime, the Hallmark, that type of stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Lifetime's like back to back.
Yeah, what are the chances you could be in one of those, Jackie?
I would love to.
We got to make that happen.
And the thing is, I know my role, too. I would be like the bitchy current girlfriend that needs to get the axe so that like the nice woman gets the man. Like, that's what I think I would thrive in.
Can you give us a little reading?
Yeah, sure.
Mm-hmm. Jennifer, you want to go watch sports?
Does it look like I want to watch sports right now, Andy?
Shit.
I'm busy. I have work.
Oh, shit. That was good.
He's pretty good, right? I felt like
she's
he was
angry. Also,
speaking
really
of the boyfriend, Atul Singh, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you. Thanks for having me. It's always a pleasure to be here. Great job, Chris, hosting. Good questions up front.
Thanks. Yeah, I tried. Great job. Joey Greer, anything you want to say as we're heading out here?
Yes. Chris, you crushed it. Oh, you brought us all together, even in the final scene. You know, it just got there. And James,
if you want to just throw that date again about when we're performing, I think.
It's the 2nd January.
What?
Say the 2nd Sunday.
Why don't we just go ahead and thank our engineer and producer to the stars, Mr. Doug Bain. And the fine folks at iHeartMedia. I'm your guest host, Chris Alvarado, and I thank you for listening. And until next time, I'll be there.